Quijibo. K-W-Y-J-I-B-O. 22 points, plus triple word score, plus 50 points for using all my letters. Game's over, I'm out of here.
Anyone make a word out of these lousy letters?
Ha ha!
And whatever is untied can be united. Scrabble, there's magic in words.
Welcome to another episode of Scrabble Dabble Do, the Scrabble Study Podcast, an occasional sleep aid. I'm your host, Dave Postal, coming to you from beautiful Palm Springs, California. And in competitive Scrabble, any word in any game could be the winning one, so why not learn all of them? Scrabble Dabble Do is brought to you by SAMHSA, the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Service Administration, empowering parents to talk with their children early about alcohol and other drug use. Visit them at samhsa.gov. Scrabble Dabble Do is also brought to you by Best Friends Animal Society. When you adopt from a shelter or rescue group, you are helping to save the lives of pets. Visit them at bestfriends.org. Hey, everybody. Another new episode of Scrabble Dabble Do. We're slogging our way through the most probable letters to have in your rack with seven letters in the rack. That would make a bingo, 50 extra points, little bragging right kind of stuff. And today we're going up to the 4,000th most probable word to show up in your rack. You might think, Dave, how many words are there? How long will this season last? Can I just go back to listening to This American Life on NPR? Well, to that question, no, you can't. To the other question, there's a total of 34,342 playable seven-letter Scrabble words. That was in the old dictionary. We just added a few more words, took out a few. You know how that goes. So, even if you diligently have listened to every show this season, you already knew the common ones. We've still only gone one-eighth of the way through the seven-letter words. Sacre bleu! However, when you hear some of the common words that are anagrams of the uncommon seven-letter words that we're presenting here, you realize, well, how common these letter configurations are in your rack, and therefore how, if you learn the uncommon words that are the common ones on your rack, they're worth learning. That made no sense at all. That being said, next week we'll be taking a break from this and reviewing the new to the 2024 Tournament Dictionary eight-letter words. Join us for that. I'm sure it'll be a giant bleep show. Which, by the way, is one of the new eights. Well, bleep show would be a nine, so, well, you figure that out. And now, away we go with the uncommon words, the sevens with high probability of showing up in your rack, numbers 3,500 through 4,000. Iononones, I-O-N-O-N-E-S. It's a perfume-making chemical. Boneset, B-O-N-E-S-E-T, is a medicinal plant. Coenure, C-O-E-N-U-R-E, is a tapeworm larva. Othered, O-T-H-E-R-E-D, is to treat a person differently from how you treat yourself. Demeton, D-E-M-E-T-O-N, is an insecticide and has the anagram teendom, T-E-E-N-D-O-M. Pentode, P-E-N-T-O-D-E, is an electron tube, while morines, M-O-R-E-E-N-S, is a stout corded wool. Tonemes, T-O-N-E-M-E-S, is a tone language. Perions, P-E-R-E-O-N-S, is a crustacean's thorax and has the anagrams reopens and openers, words you'd play all the time. See, these are common letters, so you've got to know these uncommon words so you fit them in right. Got it? Get it? Good. Pentos, P-E-N-T-O-S-E, has the anagram postene, P-O-S-T-E-E-N, poteens, P-O-T-E-E-N-S, and openest. Pentose is a sugar, postine is an Afghan sheepskin coat, and poteens is an Irish whiskey. And I hope you're the most openest to proteins, postine, and pentose, because those are the anagrams. S-Stover, E-S-T-O-V-E-R, is a common rite to collect firewood, and has the anagram Overset, O-V-E-R-S-E-T, and Revotes, R-E-V-O-T-E-S. Cotinga, C-O-T-I-N-G-A, is a tropical bird, and has the anagram Coating. Argotic, A-R-G-O-T-I-C, is relating to argot. Antifog, A-N-T-I-F-O-G, is to stop a window from fogging. Pignora, P-I-G-N-O-R-A, is a property held as security for debt. Radulae, R-A-D-U-L-A-E, is a tongue-like organ. Enamine, E-N-A-M-I-N-E, or enema, perhaps, is a type of anime. E-N-A-M-I-N-E. Sialoid, S-I-A-L-O-I-D, is like saliva. Norteño, N-O-R-T-E-N-O, is a Latin American male. Haemoid, H-A-E-M-O-I-D, is pertaining to the blood. Hemiola, H-E-M-I-O-L-A, is a perfect fifth in medieval music. Galliate, G-A-L-E-A-T-E, is helmet-shaped. Toe-gated, T-O-G-A-T-E-D, is not what you do at a football game. It just means wearing a toga, which I guess maybe at one of those parties in the parking lot wearing a toga might make sense. I don't know. If your team's called the Padres, maybe. Who knows? Nonages, N-O-N-A-G-E-S, is a legal infancy. Gorsier, G-O-R-S-I-E-R, is covered with gorse. Hope that helped. Brisant, B-R-I-S-A-N-T, is an explosive. Indraft, I-N-D-R-A-F-T, is drawing in. Antifur, A-N-T-I-F-U-R, is against fur. I-N-T-H-R-A-L, enthrall, it means to charm, and you can put an L or an S at the end, and an L and an S at the end. Riantly, R-I-A-N-T-L-Y, is mirthful or gay. Use that in a sentence, will ya? Will ya? Natrium, N-A-T-R-I-U-M, is sodium. Spirant, S-P-I-R-A-N-T, is a sound produced by narrowing your air passage. I don't think that was really it. You could put an A in front of spirant, by the way. It means something completely different. Unitary, U-N-I-T-A-R-A, is of a limit. Alistair, A-L-A-S-T-O-R, is an avenging Greek deity. Toledin, T-O-L-I-D-I-N, is an organic compound. You can also add another E or an S at the end. Sordini, S-O-R-D-I-N-I, is a mute or damper. Bromate, hey, bro, hey, mate. It's to combine with bromine. It takes a D or an S at the end and doesn't mean anything with the bro stuff. Okay? Foramen, F-O-R-A-M-E-N, is a small anatomical opening and has the anagram foreman, F-O-R-E-M-A-N. Teraohm, T-E-R-A-O-H-M, is a trillion ohms, all in seven letters. Phaeton, P-H-A-E-T-O-N, is an open carriage and has the anagram phonate, P-H-O-N-A-T-E, which is produce speech sounds. Manrope, use it in a sentence, M-A-N-R-O-P-E. Overapt, O-V-E-R-A-P-T, is expressively proficient. Bicorn, B-I-C-O-R-N-E, is a two-cornered hat. Coinfer, C-O-I-N-F-E-R, is to infer jointly. I mean, it's not coinfer, it's co-infer. I probably said coinfer every time I've seen that word. The anagram is conifer, C-O-N-I-F-E-R, which is a shrub. Centimo, C-E-N-T-I-M-O, is a coin from Spain and has the anagram tonemic, T-O-N-E-M-I-C, which is relating to a toneme. Mortice, M-O-R-T-I-C-E, is to fasten securely, and because it's a verb, it takes a D or an S, and an arv. Throw that one in for good measure, too. Mortiser is also good. So mortice, M-O-R-T-I-C-E. Porcine, pertaining to pigs. Okay, P-O-R-C-I-N-E. Entopic, E-N-T-O-P-I-C, is in the normal position, and has the anagram nepotic. Showing nepotism, N-E-P-O-T-I-C. Corvine, C-O-R-V-I-N-E, pertaining to crows. So we've got pertaining to pigs and pertaining to crows. How many other words are like that, you might ask? Well, after the break, I'll read them to you. We'll be back after a word from our sponsor.
Hi, Grandma. Can Nina come over for dinner?
Sure.
I've been meaning to ask you, what would happen if someone offered you a drink?
Grandma!
If anyone ever does, I want you to say, no, I have too much respect for my family and I don't want to get in trouble.
I promise, Grandma.
They really do hear you. For tips on what to say, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. That's underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. This message brought to you by SAMHSA and this station.
Hey, I'm Mark Wahlberg, and this is my co-star, Arthur. My new movie is based on the true story of a dog who treks hundreds of miles to find someone to love him. Arthur's not alone. Best Friends Animal Society is working to make sure dogs and cats in shelters across the country find a loving home of their very own. When you adopt from a shelter or a rescue group, you are helping to save the lives of pets like Arthur and so many others. Visit bestfriends.org today and find an adoptable pet near you.
That's what's up. Good job.
And we're back. And before the break, I wanted to talk to you about collateral adjectives. Words like porcine, which is pertaining to pigs, but has no relationship to the word pig. Porcine is not pig. So, you know, there's many other common examples of it, like lupine for wolf, bovine for cattle, equine for horse, ovine for sheep, canine for dog, feline for cat. But we've got some interesting other ones. I wanted to share them with you. They include murine, M-U-R-I-N-E, is a mouse. Ursine is a bear, U-R-S-I-N-E. Castorine is a beaver. Vespertilione is a bat, Vespertilione. Buteonine is a buzzard. Galline is a chicken. Crancrine, can you imagine what crancrine is? It's a crab, of course. Cervine is a deer. Proboscine is an elephant. Piscine is a fish, P-I-S-C-I-N-E. Finch is a fringaline. And see if you can guess what a kangaroo is, what relating to a kangaroo is, the word for that is. It's a macropipine, of course. You didn't know that? Luckily, there's no quiz on this at the end. We hope you enjoyed our deviation into the world of collateral adjectives. Check your dictionary for more information on them. Let's get to the most uncommon seven-letter words, continuing on, 3,500 to 4,000. Fermion, F-E-R-M-I-O-N, is a subatomic particle. Firepot, F-I-R-E-P-O-T, is a pot with fire and has the anagram Pyfort, P-I-E-F-O-R-T, which is a thick coin. It can also be spelled with a D, as in P-I-E-D-F-O-R-T. Seaboot, S-E-A-B-O-O-T, is a waterproof dhoti. D-H-O-O-T-I-E is a cloth. Moidore, M-O-I-D-O-R-E, is a Portuguese gold coin, and it has the anagram Moodier, M-O-O-D-I-E-R, and Doomier, D-O-O-M-I-E-R, which ironically mean about the same thing. Violone, V-I-O-L-O-N-E, is a double-bassed viol. Isonome, I-S-O-N-O-M-E, is a line connection point and has the anagram noisome, N-O-I-S-O-M-E, which is noisy. Röntgen, R-O-N-T-G-E-N, is a dose of X-ray. Icones, E-I-K-O-N-E-S, are religious carvings. Zingare, Z-I-N-G-A-R-E, I won't start singing, I promise, is a gypsy. Teasing, T-E-A-Z-I-N-G, is to tease, and has the anagram Zygane, T-Z-I-G-A-N-E, funky word there, and that is a gypsy. Eugenol, E-U-G-E-N-O-L, is an aromatic liquid. Attuned, A-T-T-U-N-E-D, has the anagram taunted, T-A-U-N-T-E-D, and nutated, N-U-T-A-T-E-D, which is to droop. Lanners, L-A-N-N-E-R-S, is a falcon and has the anagram in snarl, E-N-S-N-A-R-L. Nutates, as we just mentioned, meaning to droop, has the anagram attunes, A-T-T-U-N-E-S, tautens, T-A-U-T-E-N-S, tetanus, T-E-T-A-N-U-S, which is a bacterial disease, and unstate, to stop talking. Those are the anagrams of nutates, N-U-T-A-T-E-S. Inurned, I-N-U-R-N-E-D, is in an urn, of course. Dunite, D-U-N-N-I-T-E, is an explosive. Faience, F-A-I-E-N-C-E, is glazed pottery and has the anagram fiance, F-I-A-N-C-E-E. Inweave, I-N-W-E-A-V-E, is to weave in. Montero, M-O-N-T-R-O, is a huntsman's cap. Solanin, S-O-L-A-N-I-N, is a poisonous alkaloid. Urarris, O-U-R-A-R-I-S, is a plant yielding curare. Ladier, L-A-D-D-I-E-R, is laddish in behavior, or more laddish in behavior. Ainsel, A-I-N-S-E-L-L, is one's own self. Silanes, S-I-L-A-N-E-S, is a gas, and has the anagram salines, S-A-L-I-N-E-S, which is a salt. Sauries, S-A-U-R-I-E-S, is a sharp-beaked fish. Tentage, T-E-N-T-A-G-E, is a supply of tents. Tergite, T-E-R-G-I-T-E, is the back of an arthropod. Eluents, E-L-U-E-N-T-S, is a solvent. Dogbane, D-O-G-B-A-N-E, is a plant with poisonous milky juice. Yikes. Nosebag, N-O-S-E-B-A-G, is a food bag you put on a horse. Borages, B-O-R-A-G-E-S, is a rough-stemmed herb. Congad, C-O-N-G-A-E-D, is to dance, or have danced, and has the anagram decagon, D-E-C-A-G-O-N, which is ten-sided. Gelcoat, G-E-L-C-O-A-T, is the surface of a pill. Sockager, S-O-G-A-G-E-R, is a tenant, and has the anagrams cargo, C-A-R-G-O-E-S, and corsage, C-O-R-S-A-G-E. Faggoted. Faggoted, F-A-G-O-T-E-D, is to bind together in a bundle. Hagrode is the past tense of hagride, if you can believe that's a verb that I use all the time. H-A-G-R-O-D-E is to drive as though you were possessed by a witch. I drive what? A car? A broom? I don't understand this word. Hagride, hagrode, have at it. I played it. I don't understand it. Dog vein, D-O-G-V-A-N-E, is a weather vane. Gowan, G-O-W-A-N-E-D, is covered with daisies and has the anagram wagoned, W-A-G-O-N-E-D, which is pulled by wagons. Gerouse, G-H-E-R-A-O-S, I love playing that word. It's to carry out an action. Glomera, G-L-O-M-E-R-A, is a small body with blood vessels and tissues and has the anagram gomeral, G-O-M-E-R-A-L, which is a simpleton, and can also be spelled G-O-M-E-R-E-L. Pergola, P-E-R-G-O-L-A, that's common enough. It's an arbor. Vorlage, V-O-R-L-A-G-E, is a position of a skier. Nosegay, use that in a sentence, N-O-S-E-G-A-Y, is a bouquet of fragrant flowers. Coin, C-O-I-G-N-E-D, is to secure with a wedge. Ergodic, E-R-G-O-D-I-C, is relating to the probability of a recurrence. Fire dog, F-I-R-E-D-O-G, is a metal support for logs in a fireplace. Guess that makes sense. Hongied, H-O-N-G-I-E-D, is to greet by touching nose to nose. Demoing, D-E-M-O-I-N-G, is to demonstrate and has the anagram mendigo, M-E-N-D-I-G-O, which is a freshwater fish. Wendigo, W-E-N-D-I-G-O, is a mythical monster and has the anagram widgeons, W-I-D-G-E-O-N, which is a freshwater duck. Podgier, P-O-D-G-I-E, is shorter and fatter. Hongies, H-O-N-G-I-E-S, is to greet by rubbing noses and has the anagram shoeing, S-H-O-E-I-N-G, which is to put shoes on a horse. And with that, that'll do it for us. The 3,500 to 4,000 most common seven-letter words that could be in your rack at any given time. Until next week, good luck and good scrabbling.